Ajurid forces have attacked Shia Muslims joining the Arba'een mourning rituals in Kano, killing at least two people. One of the victims has been identified as a young engineering student who was among those arrested during last year's Arba'een rituals. Nigerian forces attacked mourners as they gathered to mark the 40th day after the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, the third Shia imam and the grandson of Prophet Muhammad. The crackdown has left several others injured. Last year, the Nigerian forces attacked Arba'een mourners with tear gas and live ammunition. The brutal attack left over 100 mourners dead and hundreds injured. Joining to discuss us further from studios in Tehran is Masoud Shajareh. He is with the Islamic Human Rights Commission. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Shajareh. Now, I do know that the Islamic Human Rights Commission had expressed its deep concern about the reports of armed police buildup outside Kano. What do you make of this recent report of the deaths?
Well, we were extremely concerned once we realized and we got the reports and the footage and the eyewitness reports that army and the police are gathering in numbers, and we sort of could recognize that this is yet again going to be another incident where ordinary innocent demonstrators are going to be targeted. And we highlighted our concern, and then it didn't take much longer than we received very worrying news that people have been attacked. Two young Nigerians have been martyred, and it really, this is outrageous. This has been going on for a very long time. And you know, at a time like this, when peaceful demonstrators trying to remember and commemorate the 40th remembrance of Imam Hussein, and they come out in this way and then targeted in this way, it really is outrageous. It has to be stopped, really. You know, the Nigerian police and the Nigerian army are out of control, and they need to be answerable. They're not answerable under Nigerian law, so we have to take the case to international courts, and indeed that is exactly what we did, taking it to international court at Hague, and we shall continue reporting all these provocation and all these acts of barbarism and the murder of innocent people in cold blood, and actually hold those responsible and bring the accountability, and actually make sure that they will be held in international courts, if not in the Nigerian courts.
Right. Now, Mr. Shajareh, as you've just pointed out as well, this is not the first time that Nigerian authorities have clamped down on these processions by the Islamic Movement of Nigeria. What is it about the Arba'een rituals which worries the Nigerian authorities or threatens the Nigerian authorities so much?
Well, head of the Nigerian security apparatus have sort of highlighted that they are very concerned about this procession, and they are concerned about Al-Quds procession, and indeed they are concerned about Nigerian people, youngsters coming out, standing for justice. And we have to understand to some extent that the importance of such a day. I mean, traditionally in Zaria, Nigeria, on the 40th anniversary, people, around 5 million worshippers, gather in one single place. And this is the largest Arba'een gathering outside Iraq, and people walk from all region and indeed whole country, sort of walking for days and days to reach this sort of procession. And from that point of view, I think Nigerian government and their friends in Saudi Arabia and their friends in Israel are actually concerned that such a large number of people, so confident, so committed to stand against injustice in the Hussein way, in Imam Hussein way, which actually makes them concerned. But the reality is, what is being done, crimes is being committed by the Nigerian forces systematically on a daily basis against the innocent sort of Islamic Movement of Nigeria members. And every week, every month, we'll see some people are being injured, some are being killed, be it on processions for freedom of the Sheikh Zakzaki, or be it on the Al-Quds Day, or indeed for Arba'in. And we need to ask international community to actually put pressure on the Nigerian government. This sort of barbaric action by their forces really should not be tolerated.
Right. Now, Mr. Chajara, it is impossible to talk about the situation in Nigeria and the Islamic movement in Nigeria without talking about the fate of Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki. His health condition is not well, and yet there is this almost international conspiracy of silence when it comes to the way his movement is treated and the way he's being treated.
Absolutely. I think we need to understand the importance of Sheikh Zakzaki, not just for the Islamic movement of Nigeria, but indeed for whole of Nigeria. It's been said by the head of security again, sort of publicly and privately, that one of the reasons he doesn't want to release Sheikh Zakzaki because he could become the next Khomeini of Nigeria. And the fact of the matter is that many opposition to the current government, be it from the Christian background, from the secular background, or indeed from the Islamic background, they all agree on one thing, that Sheikh Zakzaki is a sort of a committed Nigerian who actually wants to create a better and juster society and get rid of the corruption and actually create a better Nigeria for everyone. And indeed, it's because of that that they are putting pressure on him. And currently, he's already lost one eye. The other eye is almost sort of losing all his ability. His wife is still carrying shrapnels and bullets in her. And really, the reality is that, again, it's outrageous that even though the courts have ordered the Nigerian government and the security to release him, but the government and the security forces are in contempt of court.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That's Masoud Chajara with the Islamic Human Rights Commission joining us from studios in Tehran. Mr. Chajara, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.